chapter 16. When David himself had crossed over a little beyond the summit, there was Ziba, the attendant of Mephibosheth, to meet him with a couple of asses saddled, and upon them 200 loaves of bread, and 100 cakes of raisins, and 100 loads of summer fruit, and a large jar of wine. Then the king said to Ziba, "What do these things mean on your part?" To this Ziba said, "The asses are for the household of the king to ride, and the bread and the load of summer fruit are for the young men to eat, and the wine is for the one tired out in the wilderness to drink." The king now said, "And where is the son of your master?" At this Ziba said to the king, "There he is, dwelling in Jerusalem." For he said, "Today the house of Israel will give back to me the royal rule of my father." The king then said to Ziba, "Look, yours is everything that belongs to Mephibosheth." Upon that Ziba said, "I do bow down. Let me find favor in your eyes, my lord the king." And King David came as far as Bahurim, and look, coming out from there was a man of the family of Saul's house, and his name was Shimei, the son of Gera, coming out and calling down evil as he came out. And he began throwing stones at David, and at all the servants of King David, and all the people and all the mighty men were at his right and at his left. And this is what Shimei said as he called down evil, "Get out! Get out, you blood-guilty man and good-for-nothing man! Jehovah has brought back upon you all the blood-guilt for the house of Saul, in place of whom you have ruled as king. And Jehovah gives the kingship into the hand of Absalom, your son. And here you are in your calamity, because you are a blood-guilty man." Finally Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, said to the king, "Why should this dead dog call down evil upon my lord the king? Let me go over, please, and take off his head." But the king said, "What do I have to do with you men, you sons of Zeruiah? Thus let him call down evil, because Jehovah himself has said to him, 'Call down evil upon David.' So who should say, 'Why did you do that way?'" And David went on to say to Abishai and all his servants, "Here my own son, who is come forth out of my own inward parts, is looking for my soul. And how much more now a Benjaminite? Let him alone that he may call down evil, for Jehovah has said so to him. Perhaps Jehovah will see with his eye, and Jehovah will actually restore to me goodness instead of his malediction this day." With that, David and his men kept going on in the road, while Shimei was walking on the side of the mountain, walking abreast of him that he might call down evil. And he kept throwing stones while abreast of him, and he threw a lot of dust. At length the king and all the people that were with him arrived tired, so they refreshed themselves there. As for Absalom and all the people, the men of Israel, they entered Jerusalem, and Ahithophel was with him. And it came about that as soon as Hushai the Archite, David's companion, came in to Absalom, Hushai proceeded to say to Absalom, "Let the king live! Let the king live!" At this Absalom said to Hushai, "This is the loving kindness of yours toward your companion, is it? Why did you not go with your companion?" So Hushai said to Absalom, "No, but the one whom Jehovah has chosen, and also this people and all the men of Israel, his I shall become, and with him I shall dwell. And for the second time I must say, whom shall I myself serve? Is it not before his son? Just as I served before your father, so I shall prove to be before you." Later Absalom said to Ahithophel, "You men, give counsel on your part. What shall we do?" Then Ahithophel said to Absalom, "Have relations with the concubines of your father, whom he left behind to take care of the house. And all Israel will certainly hear that you have made yourself foul-smelling to your father, and the hands of all those who are with you will certainly become strong." Accordingly, they pitched a tent for Absalom upon the roof, And Absalom began to have relations with the concubines of his father under the eyes of all Israel. And the counsel of Ahithophel, with which he counseled in those days, was just as when a man would inquire of the word of the true God. That was the way all the counsel of Ahithophel was, both to David and to Absalom.